Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It, and WNYC culture guru Jennifer Vanasco is here with The Get Out, her weekly recommendations to get out and about in the city and participate in some holiday cheer, not only this weekend, but for the rest of this season. And your theme this week, Jay, is shows and performances.
Exactly.
Starting off with Slava's Snow Show. Slava's Snow Show. Who's Slava?
So he's a Russian clown. That's important, actually, that he's from Russia, because this people think of clowns and they think like Ringling Brothers, clown cars, and this show is really nothing like that. It's surreal. It kind of feels like being in a dream. It's really wonderful. There's bubbles and an incredible surprising blizzard and giant balls. I cannot express to you how big these are. Maybe they're like 20 feet across that come into the audience. The clowns also come into the audience. But it's also kids will just see like the joy of it, but for adults, a lot of it is like deeply sad in like a pleasing kind of way.
This makes so much more sense to me now, because I went on Yelp to look, mm-hmm. and the reviews are at opposite ends of the spectrum of people who adored it and people who are like, what is this? So I guess there might be an expectation about clowns if right. you go in, and like what it's going to be.
Also, honestly, it is deeply strange. It is very, very, very strange. So you really need to go in there with like, this is honestly, it's performance art. It's really fun performance art, but it's performance art. And I think if you're not really prepared for right. that degree of weirdness, whereas like little kids are like, yeah, awesome. Bubbles, giant ball coming through the audience. Like, perfect.
Slava's Snow Show, that's called Unsilent Night, which you say is the very best thing in New York City during the season. Why do you believe this?
I love this so much. So this is the kind of thing where I would say, oh, it's an only in New York type thing, except now it's been around like 30 years, and now it's spread to 30 cities, actually, around the world, England, Canada, Germany. The composer, Phil Klein, calls it a sound sculpture, and it really is that. So, like, when I first started going...
What happens?
Okay, when I first started going, like, 15 years ago, he would have these giant boom boxes, or you'd bring one, like, the old kind with cassette tapes, mm-hmm. and everybody'd get, like, a cassette tape labeled, like, 1 through 4, and you put it on, and then you walk from the West Village to the East Village altogether. And now you can, like, download the track. So you can do it with an iPhone or some kind of speakers. There's some people who bring laptops with speakers attached in, like, a wagon. And it basically, this is this electronic music that sounds like bells or angels or traffic. Like, and it mutates depending on who's near you and what parts you're hearing. So this, like, the stereophonic musical experience, and it feels like a community because you're walking with all these people and you're kind of playing this. It's the most wonderful, beautiful thing. And people come out of their houses and the bars to come listen. It's gorgeous.
And when does this take place?
This is actually this Saturday, I believe. No, sorry, this Sunday at 6 o'clock at the Washington Square Park Arch. And people can just bring their phones, download it, bring their phones. But if you have a boombox, it's a lot better.
The New York City Ballet Nutcracker is a classic, but making history this year.
It is. It has the first Black Marie, who's like the young, sometimes she's called Clara, but the mm-hmm. young heroine. Her name is Charlotte Nebras. She actually, she saw Misty Copeland perform when she was 6, and she was really inspired by that, which is so lovely. Like, that's what you want to hear. But honestly, but she's only one of 60 kids in each performance. There's so many children. And a lot of them are like the, I didn't see her perform, unfortunately, but I saw Sophia Tomopoulos, and she's half Korean and half Greek. One of the princes is half Chinese, the other one is half South Asian. And in general, I feel like if you haven't been to New York City Ballet in a long time, you have this feeling of it being like an all-white space. But now about a third of the apprentices at the School of American Ballet, where they draw their performers from, are of color. They've been trying. And you can see that in this Nutcracker. Like, it's not just Marie. Like, the whole thing is diverse, which is not as diverse as maybe we'd like, but it's really lovely.
And then there's the hip-hop Nutcracker.
Yeah, so that's only for one night. That's this Sunday at the King's Theater in Brooklyn. Or, if you miss it, in Newark on the 20th and 21st.
Nice.
This is hip-hop dancing set to the Tchaikovsky score.
I love that so much.
I know. But it's completely different. So people need to be aware that as though it's completely different. It's 12 adult dancers. There are no kids. the story is completely different. It's about like this couple that's kind of lost their love for each other. But also it starts out with a set from MC Curtis Blow, who is like one of the original like hip hop guys.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It's really worth it for that alone. It's really fantastic.
I want to jump to Hanukkah. We have Hanukkah Family Day at the Jewish Museum.
Yes.
What's going on there?
This is free with admission, which is great. And actually, kids under 18 are always free at the Jewish Museum. This is just a full day celebration. So there's arts and crafts, like they can design kind of whimsical Hanukkah menorahs mm-hmm. made out of wood and spools and wire. There's a kindy rocker, Joni Leeds, in the nightlights, who kind of sings rock songs or twists on Hanukkah favorites. And this is really cool. They invent their own light object using LEDs
cool.
and other materials. And there's also this performance with live drawing, like a giant piece of paper. And this guy like draws very quickly as he's like telling a story, which I think is really lovely. But we're leaving. But if you're there, Rachel Feinstein is also doing a show there, and she's wonderful. It's her first time, her retrospective. You need to go.
Jay Finasco, there are three things we didn't get to, but you know what? Maybe we could tweet them or we'll put them on our Instagram. How about
Sounds
that?
Sounds great, yes.
At all of it, WNYC is our Twitter handle and our Instagram handle. We'll figure out. We'll get it all out there. Jay, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for listening to all of it. I'm Allison Stewart. Have a great, safe weekend, and I'll meet you back here next time.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.